Hey, I'll call you right back. And like, I just gotta run to the gas station. I'll call you right back.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I didn't know if you were talking to me or somebody else. Okay, fine. Call me right back.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the other person standing next to me.
Okay, well, did you hear what I said? I need to call you right back.
All right, call me back.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to your friend?
I'm talking to you. I have no one around me.
All right,
I'm
we're
going to
start
alone.
This is, you're getting a nice and salty start already.
I can't
Josh,
wait
so
for you to
I'm
call me
you
back.
A couple minutes to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
You know what? I'll allow you to go
right
to the
back.
Gas station. I'll just allow that.
You've got mail. You've got mail. Mail.
Hey.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So typically, like, people don't answer the phone and then say, I gotta call you right back. Like, usually you say hi first and then say, I gotta call you right back.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What brings that up?
Well, you just called me. Well, I called you. And then when I called you, you answered by saying, I gotta call you right back.
No, yeah, I was talking to someone. You even said, are you talking to me?
So you were talking to somebody else and me.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes
Obviously,
sense.
Obviously, you don't just call
Makes
someone,
sense.
You don't answer the phone and say,
Clearly.
I'm going to call you right back.
Yeah.
That's like a big, that's like a huge business no-no, business 101.
Right. I got news for you, since we're talking business.
I am breathlessly awaiting the news.
Okay, brace yourself. We received an email from a fan.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you what the email says?
I guess.
You don't have to. You can say no.
Well, no. It's just, you know.
What?
I don't know.
Are you nervous?
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
Is the fan batshit crazy?
I don't know. They have strong opinions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
read
hold on a second. Let me pull it up. You're on speakerphone.
You know, I'm just along. You call me and then record it and then put it online.
All right.
For the
whole- you ready? Are you done with your whatever you were just doing?
Tear me down for just talking on the phone with my friend, but I can take it. Fine, go.
It said, okay, it's from somebody who calls themselves the Lion. The Lion. So it says, in quote,
the name of a serial murderer.
Yeah, probably a serial murderer. It says, in quote, big fan of I Know More Than You, Josh, correcting Thane on the finer details of Dream Crusher Josh. Keep fighting the good fight, Thane. We all see it.
Hold on. I'm kind of confused.
I feel so good.
Thane.
Thane,
hold on a second.
I've been validated.
Thane. I'm a little confused on which direction that email's going. I don't know if they're complimenting me.
Clear, Josh. You said keep up the good fight, Thane. I want to keep up the good fight line. Brothers in arms.
You know,
we're not alone. Oh, I'm so floored right now.
So by getting contacted by a serial murderer, you feel less alone.
Hey, easy. Serial murderer.
You called him that. You said he's probably
check the record.
I will. You said okay.
And you will see. You're doing it again. This is why. This is why. You cut him off, people like Mark Grow the Lion. Let me know. No! I've been vindicated!
Okay, question.
Me, lady! Turn your car. Mind your own business. Oh! God, I feel alive!
Okay. So, I can't tell if this person's a fan of Josh being
okay, Josh.
I know better than you, Josh. Like, that was all in quotes. The I know Josh. Better than you, Josh. But he said he was a big fan of me.
It's a nickname. Your nickname is I know better than you, Josh DeYoung.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, welcome, Josh. I know better than you, DeYoung. Like
yeah.
That.
So is he saying, but he said he was a big fan of me, which means
yeah,
that he likes what I'm doing.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm just assuming maybe it's a lionette. Well, it is the lion. I guess if it was a girl, it'd be the lioness.
Okay, no, you're getting in dangerous territory here. Let's not
what?
Go pigeonholing people into a gender box.
Well, no, I'm not.
It could be a girl.
I
you
just
were
wanted...
so 1950s.
No, I was just trying to use...
Hold on.
I was trying to use the proper pronoun. If I kept calling her him and said he the whole time,
man.
And it was actually a her, okay, they. So they are a big fan of me, the I know more than you, Josh, but then they tell you to keep up the good work. So
yeah, I read it as they are a big fan of the hard work that you do as my supportive role. And, I mean, you don't want to, like, you know.
But, here's the thing. It's a little sad.
Like when it's like when you chip the bellboy.
Dream crusher.
You're there to meet, you know.
I'm not a dream crusher. I'm a dream builder-upper, if anything.
I don't know.
Do I crush your dreams?
We're working on it. Well, remember the scream, the noise room?
That's a horrible idea.
Here we go again.
No, I'm saving... That's not crushing a dream. I'm saving you from making a mistake.
Okay. You say tomato, I say you're a dream crusher.
Nobody says tomato. Everyone says tomato. Nobody says tomato.
Okay. So what else you got for me, Josh? Wow,
that was
really
it.
Good.
That I called to tell you that we got an email, and I was so excited we got an email, and then I read it, and I'm like, I felt a little ambivalent.
Ambivalent.
I felt
ambivalent.
A little, yeah, ambivalent, and I was like, I don't know, and then I'm like, I have to tell Thane. I mean, he's going to want to hear this.
You were ambivalent because someone put you in your place a little? and lifted me up to my rightful place in podcast history!
It's one email. Let's calm yourself down. I imagine the people who...
I'm the lion, so calm yourself down.
I imagine anyone else, the 90 other people who listen to our show,
okay.
That all support me, that just don't write emails.
I doubt there's that many. You know, like 75% of them are Russian bots.
Are they?
That are somehow using us to, I don't know, try to sway the election?
by listening to a podcast?
You don't know how these things work, Josh. It's a very mysterious world.
Okay. Somehow these Russian bots are ruining our podcast by listening to it.
We'll save this topic for another show.
Okay. But anyway, so...
I've got to ride this victorious horse all the way home.
I'm going to
enjoy myself for the next few minutes, Josh.
Okay. Well, I don't think you should do that in your car. Wait till you get home.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Woo!
Bye.